Today, President Clinton named his new national security team. UN Ambassador Madeleine Albright will replace Secretary of State Warren Christopher. Retiring Republican Senator William Cohen will take over Defense Secretary William Perry's job. Both Perry and Christopher announced last month they would not remain for a second term. President Clinton is also replacing CIA Director John Deutsch with his current National Security Advisor, Anthony Lake. Lake is to be replaced by his deputy, Samuel Sandy Berger. NPR's Martha Raddatz has a report.
Just as President Clinton was starting to take heat for failing to get his national security team in place as rapidly as the White House promised, he came through. Late last night, the president called the two new members of the team and two not-so-new members to give them the word. Today, the president praised the appointees as experienced and strong, singling out Secretary of State nominee Madeleine Albright as embodying the best of America.
It says something about our country and about our new Secretary of State designate that a young girl raised in the shadow of Nazi aggression in Czechoslovakia can rise to the highest diplomatic office in America. She watched her world fall apart, and ever since she has dedicated her life to spreading to the rest of the world the freedom and tolerance her family found here in America.
Albright's gender couldn't have hurt her chances. If confirmed, she will be the first female Secretary of State in history. But despite pressure from women's groups to appoint Albright, President Clinton said that was not the reason the UN ambassador was chosen.
Am I proud that I got a chance to appoint the first woman Secretary of State? You bet I am. My mama's smiling down at me right now. But that is not why I appointed her. And that is why she will succeed. And I hope she will be an inspiration to the young women all across our country and all across the world so that everybody will be able to have a chance to live up to the fullest of their abilities.
Albright is certainly getting that chance, hoping, she said, she can fill Warren Christopher's shoes with her heels.
To America's friends and allies abroad, I say that the future depends on our keeping our commitments to each other. We live in an era without power blocks in which old assumptions must be re-examined, institutions modernized, and relationships transformed. If we are to master events rather than be mastered by them, we must be forward-looking in our thinking and flexible in our tactics.
Albright is not the only choice that makes these appointments stand out. Her counterpart at defense is a Republican, William Cohen, a 56-year-old moderate who was a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
I must say that my entire congressional career has been devoted to pursuing a national security policy that is without partisanship. And so the scenario that the president had presented to me was one that I could look forward to with great enthusiasm to supporting.
With both houses of Congress remaining Republican, the president had talked about bringing a Republican onto the national security team since Election Day.
Yes, I told you I wanted a Republican in the cabinet. But the most important thing is that the national defense of the United States be secured and that we continue to adjust to the changes of the new era. I would never have asked Senator Cohen to join the cabinet solely because he's a Republican. It would have been folly. I think he is uniquely well qualified at this moment in history for the reasons that I said. So am I glad that I have a Republican in the cabinet? Yes.
President Clinton had considered naming CIA Director John Deutsch as defense secretary, but Deutsch will be returning to private life instead. He had made clear, however, that he wanted the defense job. Taking Deutsch's place at CIA will be National Security Advisor Anthony Lake, while the CIA tires of the label trouble. It is having a difficult time losing that descriptive word, especially since the recent arrest of yet another employee on spying charges. Lake, a low-key academic, has a difficult job in front of him. Lake's old job will be filled by his deputy, Samuel Sandy Berger, who said today he is honored and grateful to serve. The four appointments are already receiving rave reviews on the Hill. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.